She's the recipient of the 2024 Robert S. Hudgens Memorial Award for Young Healthcare Executive of the Year. Our guest, Ashley Vertuno, CEO of HCA Florida JFK North Hospital. This is the Healthcare Executive Podcast from the American College of Healthcare Executives, providing you with insightful commentary and developments in the world of healthcare leadership. To learn more, visit ACHE.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Ashley. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time. Really looking forward to it. So first, congrats on that Hudgens Memorial Award. We'll discuss that further coming up.
Thank you.
But first, what triggered your interest in healthcare management in the first place? Was there someone or something?
A combination of both, actually. You know, I think ultimately it started out with my family being in the sports world, constant going back and forth to the doctors with some sprains and strains. Plus, on top of it, I played soccer, huge advocate in team sports, and kind of grew up with that. And then, you know, I also had a passion with medicine. Early on, I really enjoyed anatomy. I even, to the point, did some science projects that my brother, who was 9 years older than me, asked me to help him with when I was a little girl, that really intrigued my interest into medicine and overall science. So if you combine sports, you combine science and just an inquisitive mind, that really started my journey into healthcare. And then on top of it, my dad's side of the family, his father, my grandfather was an orthopedic surgeon. My grandmother was a registered nurse, and my aunt is a nurse practitioner. So all of them had some medical background in that side of my dad's family.
Wow. So it's really been a family affair, literally, huh?
Yeah.
Now, those in healthcare, as I'm sure you're aware, often had early mentors that helped shape them professionally. How about yourself? Was it one of those relatives, someone else, maybe a little bit of both?
Early on in my journey, I would say it actually was attributed to a couple of my soccer coaches that ended up turning into one of my supervisors when I was in undergrad. His name was Dan Parks. He was my personal coach. When I was playing soccer, I actually had personal coaching lessons outside of just team coaching. And so when I got to work with him, he really helped to mentor me in my undergrad years going into the fact that I wanted to be in healthcare, I wanted to be in healthcare leadership. And then from there, going through my master's, my number one CEO that I worked for, she was the first CEO that I worked for. Her name is Carolyn Caldwell. She was that pivotal person that really helped to mentor me and guide me, and then even sponsor me throughout my journey. And there's many more of them that have been a huge advocate and supporter for me in my career.
It seems oftentimes that those go into healthcare, whether it's an executive like yourself, a doctor, a nurse, et cetera, almost any position in the field, it seems so often, like in your case, people know early on that that's what they want to do, right?
Oh, I totally would agree with that. You know, this is going to sound so off the cusp, but I was just reading my horoscope, and not everyone believes in horoscopes, but I'm a Pisces. But when you actually peel back the layers in my horoscope, it truly defines that helping others, being in the sports medicine industry, being in some form of realm to support other people, it's a true calling. And I think, you know, if you actually get back down to the core of why I do what I do, it's really innate in me and I'm passionate about it. So I do believe that other leaders in healthcare, whether you are a physician, whether you are an executive, you're a nurse, it is a true calling to be in this industry.
So even though you're now a boss, I'm sure you didn't start out that way day one. What was your first job in the industry and how did that help to shape what's happened since?
Well, in terms of, are you talking about when I was in grad school or are you referencing outside of grad school? Because plenty of roles since then.
Whatever the first job it was that you think gave you a taste of what was to come in the field.
Then I think it was during grad school. I went to University of South Carolina, and one of the highlights being there was we had to do a graduate assistantship, and I was paired in the University of South Carolina School of Medicine, internal medicine practice, in a physician practice, and really getting the opportunity to work alongside physicians on a daily basis and understanding process improvement. I worked under the quality director and then the administrative director, and both of which had different leadership styles, also gave you really what we do in the sense of healthcare of process improvement for the system, ultimately taking care of patients' health, because this was primary care internal medicine, and seeing the business side of it from the administrative director's perspective, I think really set the tone. It set the tone for my journey. It set the tone for my first role outside of my graduate degree, to where my first job was becoming a practice manager with HCA. And I think that really set the stage in terms of what I'm passionate about, and that's quality care, ensuring that our teams have the support and resources that they need. And I think it really started early on when I got to see it, observe it, and hands-on physically do it as well.
And so we're going to fast forward here just a bit. What do you think it was, more so than anything, that's enabled you to become a hospital CEO, Ashley, at such a relatively young age, if I may say so, right?
I have been surrounded by amazing mentors and sponsors. I think that having the ability to have people believe in you, see your vision, and help support your vision has really shown to allow me to succeed. Also, I mean, you got to do the work. So I think that's really important. And I've been able to physically grind out in some areas that others may not have, and also surround myself with teams. You know, I'm very passionate around building teams of teams, because ultimately, thinking back to the sports analogy and really being in a soccer team, there's 11 of us on the field and we all are striving for the same mission. And so surrounding myself with people that have unique characteristics and traits that will complement mine for the common goal has been a huge success to my success.
And in fact, oftentimes leaders like yourself, of course, are only as good as those underneath or around them. And obviously you believe in that, right?
I totally believe in that. From every level of the organization, I believe in that.
So when you began leading HCA Florida JFK North Hospital, you faced the challenge of helping to launch a turnaround. What basically did that involve?
It started around building a management team. I mean, I came in during COVID. And so during COVID, we were under construction here. And so there was no administrative suite. We were all dispersed throughout the organization. Plus you come in 770 employees. So new leader, there was not a CEO here for over a year and a half. So new CEO, new management team, and really getting to meet people with half a face, with a mask down. And really it started with creating a vision that the team here and all of our colleagues could stand behind, because we were in the midst of coming out of a crisis. We were in the midst of a growing community, and showing the team here, again, over 770 colleagues that I support, showing them that things are possible, that we're going to strive for excellence, and this is how we're going to get there, and building a full team around accomplishing that mission. And being integral to the community. One of the highlights was in 2022, we relaunched the HCA Florida brand here in the state of Florida. And that, I think, helped propel us. It helped propel the vision, the team created an identity, and it's allowed us to grow in our services and continue to expand for what's needed for our community.
So when you combine some of those things you just mentioned, the fact that you're taking over a CEO at a place where they'd been without one for more than a year, and it's all happening during COVID, I'm wondering if, while going through all that, you told yourself, you know, if I and we can get through this, I think it'll be much more smooth sailing thereafter. Yeah?
Yeah.
So We mentioned you're the 2024 Hudgens Memorial Award winner. Congratulations on that again.
Thank you.
What does it mean to be recognized not just for your leadership as an executive, but in your case in particular, again, the fact that you're a relatively young healthcare executive?
ACHG has been an integral part of my leadership journey. I've been with the organization for over 13 years, and it means more than just an award. It is supported by your peers. I think that, you know, yes, being young in my role, having the support from an organization that truly values continuation of learning, connecting others, and continuing to be strategic partners, those are key indicators with ACHG, has really been something that I found, ultimately, I found joy from this award. And the fact that it has highlighted my building of teams and service and dedication to the organization. Overall, it's really highlighting the hard work has paid off. However, it's not done yet. And there is still more from this to continue to contribute back into ACHG community, but also into the community that we serve as hospital CEOs, but essentially healthcare leaders. And I'm excited for continuing to move this agenda forward with supporting ACHG, but also my community and my leadership as well.
Well, you touched on it there. I wanted to ask you next up about how ACHE membership and board certification have helped in your career. How about one specific example, maybe a quick story or an experience that you've gone through recently that would help illustrate for people what that experience of dealing with HCHE, how that's impacted the way you do your job on a daily basis?
I'll take the story back to the very first encounter with someone that is highly regarded and on my own personal board of directors, Rulon Stacy, former past chairman of ACHE. I met him at a South Carolina Hospital Association annual meeting in South Carolina when I went to grad school. And, you know, we built a connection based on, he used to be the former CEO for Poudre Valley Health System, where they received the Malcolm Baldrige Award, which is a prestigious honor for an organization to receive. And basically, you know, what resonated with me is process improvement and how it's defining quality for your health system, for your community. And I really was excited to listen to him, to hear him. And from there, had the opportunity, and still to this day, build a strong relationship with him, to the point that 2 months later, I went to my very first Congress, which was back in 2011, went to my very first Congress with ACHE and got to see him again, you know, and continue to build that relationship. As I said, one of the pieces with ACHE, it's about connecting and keeping those relationships strong. And he was pivotal outside of, you know, my family and everything to tell me to take the job with HCA outside of my graduate degree, you know, really to help support me in what was right for my next journey in my healthcare journey. And so I think if you think of ACHE in terms of what we're here to do, it's a strong network to help support us in continuing education, because we want to know what best practices look like, how can we bring that into our organization? Because ultimately, it's right for our patients, it's right for our colleagues, and it's definitely right for our communities. So you want to leverage that. But by doing so, you build strong connections with others. And so I remember that today, and I will continue to remember that. And again, that's one of many reasons why this organization is so impactful to my career, but it's impactful to others as well.
Awesome. Now, there are various leadership styles, as you know, Ashley. So how would you sum up yours?
I would sum it up with servant leadership, in the sense that no job is beneath me. We really do roll up our sleeves here and be alongside with our staff. I've been able to see it from myself, but also from my team. And I think the key indicator is really around grit and taking risks. And all of those really highlight that we're building a team of teams. And it takes all of us to be able to achieve that one mission or whatever that constant goal is that we're striving for.
Gotcha. Now we're doing all this talking about work and things related to it. How about away from the job? How do you spend your downtime? You still out there kicking the soccer ball around or what?
You know, I keep cleats and a soccer ball in my car, but I haven't touched it probably in 5 years, but it's there. You know, I can still see it. But I will say, in terms of keeping an active lifestyle, I have definitely picked up CrossFit in the last 6 years and love it. So 4 to 6 times a week, I'm in CrossFit. I've also, to really focus on that downtime, is really self-care. Whether it's, you know, going to the gym, it's traveling, putting away cell phones and trying to focus on some mindfulness, hanging out with friends. It's really about spending time away from the hospital and understanding that there are ways to get away. And I've really embraced that over the years. And honestly, the last couple of years have been spending time even with my family, with my dad who lives local in Florida, and getting to spend more time with him as we are very close in proximity now.
And as you pointed out earlier, if you need advice or anything about the business, you can just turn to any one of about, it seems like, 24 relatives that have been in it as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And finally, in summary here, Ashley, what would you say is your best advice for young healthcare leaders just starting out? What if, say, someone feels that they are or can become a big leader, but they just don't know quite yet because of lack of experience exactly what that will look like?
First off, you want to find an organization that aligns with your values. I think that's a strong way to start, and then have a supervisor who supports your career aspirations. And from there, building a network that truly supports you and will give you real feedback. And that feedback's important. It allows you to take risks. It allows you to take the opportunities that get you into a bit of uncomfortableness. And I would say building that personal board of directors is very important, but it's the people on the ground as well that you're working with alongside that are going to help to manage you up and also to really support you and the organization's goals as well. So I think, again, ultimately getting uncomfortable, building a team of teams, and then sharing with your supervisor your career aspirations by joining an organization that really has the same values as yourself.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with Ashley Vertuno. She says she's building a team of teams, and I believe she does have that trademark, so don't try to steal it. Ashley, congrats again. A pleasure. Keep up all your great work.
Thank you, Joey.
Absolutely. And for more information, please visit ache.org. For more podcasts, you can visit healthcareexecutive.org/podcast. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. I'm Joey Wallen. Thanks again for being part of the Healthcare Executive Podcast from the American College of Healthcare Executives.